Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Monday, July 19th, 2021. I'm Jen Cutter. On Sunday, a forensic analysis report by Amnesty International claims NSO Group's Pegasus software was used by clients worldwide to hack the phones of journalists, politicians, activists, and business executives. The organization claims zero-click iMessage attacks were used against journalists going back to 2018 and work even on iOS 14. The NSO Group denies the accuracy of the report, claiming it lacked evidence and the company only sells to vetted government agencies. The Five Eyes Alliance, consisting of the US, UK, Canada, New Zealand, and Australia, as well as the European Union, Japan, and NATO, have released warnings claiming the People's Republic of China and Hafnium are responsible for multiple hacks, including the Microsoft email exchange attack from March. The UK's Foreign Secretary, Dominic Raab, stated the Chinese government must end the systemic cyber sabotage and can expect to be held to account if it does not. And Microsoft's Corporate Vice President for Customer Security and Trust, Tim Burt, released an email statement praising the joint announcements. Reuters sources say the ByteDance-owned news aggregator Jinri Toutiao has been blocking new account registrations since September at the request of Chinese regulators. It was recently revealed by the Wall Street Journal sources that ByteDance indefinitely delayed plans to go public after Chinese government officials advised the company to address data security risks. And in 2018, ByteDance's joke app, Nehan Duanzi, was permanently closed over hosting improper content, according to China's broadcasting watchdog. Microsoft Teams has released a public preview of the Teams walkie-talkie app for iPhones. The app provides push-to-talk capabilities for frontline workers and is meant as an alternative to bulkier, dedicated push-to-talk radios, as well as providing static-free communications, preventing crosstalk and eavesdropping, and functioning over a wider geographic area compared to analog devices, since it operates over Wi-Fi or cellular. Classified documents for the British Army tank Challenger 2 were recently leaked online through the War Thunder website. A player claiming to be a tank commander posted excerpts from the official Challenger 2 Army Equipment Support publication to the free-to-play online tank games website. The materials have now been removed, with the game developer Gaijin Entertainment releasing the statement, "We make it very clear we will not handle any source material unless it is publicly available and fully declassified with the rights to prove that." The person responsible for the massive LinkedIn scraping last month has been identified. The scrape exposed data of 700 million users, roughly 92% of the service, and included phone numbers, possible salaries, and location. BBC News reports a man using the name Tom Liner hacked the database for fun and is selling the data for $5,000. Tom Liner also claims to be behind the scraping of 533 million Facebook profiles using the same technique. Android Central has discovered the NHS UK Vaccine Passport app produces broken QR codes on popular Android phones, cropping out the rightmost part of the QR code, making them unreadable. This affects both the app and using the mobile browser on phones, including the Samsung Galaxy X21, Galaxy S21 Ultra, Galaxy A72, OnePlus 8T, OnePlus 9, and OnePlus 9 Pro. Zoom has purchased call center technology company Five9 for $14.7 billion in an all-stock transaction, with the deal expected to close in the first half of 2022. Zoom is expecting the purchase to increase long-term growth and provide more products to businesses as more companies return to working in offices. The Joint Artificial Intelligence Center, working through the Pentagon to aid the U.S. military use of AI, has formed a unit to take advantage of open-source and industry machine learning models for the Department of Defense. A machine learning red team will probe pre-trained models for weaknesses, and the JAIC will use the data to update the DoD standards for issues around machine learning. The U.S., along with other militaries, are looking to AI to improve intelligence gathering, mission planning, logistics, and weapons technology. WhatsApp begins testing end-to-end encryption for cloud backups in the latest Android beta. WhatsApp already has end-to-end encryption for chats, but did not for cloud backups to Google Drive or iCloud, as previously warned when backing up to those services. This current user test is only available to a select group of users at present. Japan's National Institute of Information and Communications Technology have broken the internet transfer speed record, moving data at 319 terabits per second, doubling the previous attempt in August 2020. The test was completed using a fiber optic line with four cores instead of the usual one, with an amplified laser at the source, and the distance of 1,864 miles was simulated through coiled cabling and not sent over an ocean cable. And China's Tencent will buy British game developer Sumo Digital for $1.27 billion after previously holding an 8.75% stake in the company. Sumo is best known for their contract work developing Sackboy: A Big Adventure for the PlayStation 5 and was the main studio for Microsoft's Crackdown 3 on Xbox and PC. For more discussion on the tech news of the day, subscribe to the Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com, where you can also find the show notes and links to every headline. Please remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines on your podcast service of choice. From everyone here at Daily Tech Headlines, thanks for listening.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Step onto the legendary clay courts of Roland Garros, where the world's best players battle it out for a chance to win the French Open title. Tennis Channel Plus is your place to watch. Stream every court from your phone or smart TV, live in HD. Don't miss a moment with daily live coverage and match replays on demand, beginning Monday, May 20th. Be there for all the unforgettable moments. Stream now with Tennis Channel Plus.